The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Well, welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett back in studio in Nashville, Tennessee, joining you after the Masters. Of course, the RBC is now underway, and we will report more on the RBC tomorrow when Tim Matthews is back in studio in Dallas and joins us. We'll have another edition of Golf Talk America for you Friday and over the weekend. But what I wanted to do today for you is just go back to Masters Week. We all know how it ended. We were all there, standing right there on 18 and then at the scoring tent. And then when Tiger came out onto the practice putting green and put on the green jacket and just hoist the trophy above his head, what an unbelievably exciting event it was this year. Historic. Everything's been said. Can't say much about it except I was thrilled to be able to be standing there as he made the final putt and threw his arms into the air and won his 15th major championship. They said it couldn't be done. If you go back to all the old Golf Talk America shows over the past 5, 6, 7 years, I always said, and so did Tim, that we didn't think he was down and out unless physically it was over, because the man mentally is tough enough, he's physically tough enough now, and we saw it. More to come in the 2018-2019 wraparound season of the PGA Tour. Don't count him out for some more action. The PGA is coming up. But what I wanted to do, just to get it out there, because a couple of interviews didn't get on the air during the week, and one or two really in particularly, my interview with Robert Trent Jones Jr. at the Azalea House. He came over to meet me, and we sat down together for a few minutes just to talk about some of the things he was up to. And also, Laura Bryna, who couldn't be on site but called in from Hollywood to give us her insights and give us an update on what her career is doing. And, you know, she's the roving reporter for Golf Talk America. She's our entertainment reporter and does a lot of celebrity interviews with her crowd out in Los Angeles, the folks that act and sing and dance and perform, if you will, and all love the same thing we all love, which is golf. So, that being said, let's get to it. Here's my interview at the Masters with Robert Trent Jones Jr. Okay, everybody, Frank Bassett, Golf Talk America, PGA Tour Radio, and I am honored, absolutely honored to be sitting here with a man that I've come to know over the past few years, or years, if you will.
That's true.
And it's an honor to be sitting here. I'll just get to it. Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Hello, sir.
Nice to see you again, Frank. Good to be with you here at Augusta, the gathering place of all golf's greats, and you included.
No, you are one of golf's all-time greats. So, Robert, what's going on with you now? You've got so many projects that you've done in the past that are fabulous projects. Everybody knows what they are. We don't have to go through all of them. But what's the latest and greatest? I know there's some amateur golf excitement going on, especially with the Augusta National Women's Amateur, but you're doing something special also.
Well, I'm very happy to see that the women's golf is growing. We've always been a proponent of that. In fact, we are going to have the USGA Girls Junior Championship at Century World later in July on a course we designed in 1998, and then redid it. And incidentally, we had some young women players who are single-digit players help us place the women's tees way back in 1980. So we saw that kind of cause coming, and I think that's why they're going to play the USGA tournament there.
That's, you know, the foresight. I said on one of our previous shows that women's golf and women's amateur golf, they're finally getting their due, and it's long overdue, and I'm sure what's your opinion?
Well, I personally think that, you know, people talk about the Wall Street Journal and those kind of people say, oh, golf is a declining sport. It's not. You ask the women, it's growing. And especially from the middle-aged and older women who are maybe their kids have grown up, if they were house mothers, but also the people in business want to play golf. So I see women's golf in general growing, but you got to start them young. Get them playing in high school so they got a swing, and they'll come back to it later on in their life.
I have to get your opinion on this. How do you feel
about Topgolf and what it's doing to golf today?
Well, I personally think there's lots of trends. The game's 500 years old. I'm a couple of shepherds hitting a root of boxwood across a field into a hole, and the loser bought the drink. Still the same sport, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
However, the variations of how it's played and rule changes and length of courses and how many holes, that's been going on for a long time. So Topgolf, in my opinion, is more like bowling in the old days. When I used to bowl when I was growing up, you go and you drink a lot of beer and you bowl and you chitter chatter and you go home. And I think that's what this is. It's more like it's socializing. But the best part is it gets a stick in somebody's hand. Once they got a stick in their hands are going to get itchy to do it again. Eventually, a certain percentage of those people will advance to the actual game, but they're going to have fun doing it. And I think it's good for the game.
I think so, too. I'm glad you agree, because I've been to Topgolf. I poo-pooed it at first, okay? I'm going to be very nice in how I say this, but I know the folks that developed it, and I said, that's just not golf. Well, you're right. If it brings people, if it gets a stick in their hand, as you said very well, then it's going to build the excitement, and that will grow the game, along with all of the great junior programs that we have out there. Are you doing something with literature right now? You have something coming out?
Well, right. No, I'm not publishing anything. I bought you a little present.
Okay.
This is sort of my... People write memoirs, and I draw and stuff, and these are some of my poems about life and about wine.
I just noticed that, absolutely.
And about golf, a lot of golf, as you might expect, a lot of golf courses. And there's a new one in Vietnam we're just finishing up. There's my story of Augusta when Cabrera won, and they redeemed Roberto Di Vincenzo's signing of his card, and then he came back and redeemed Roberto's situation in 21 at Augusta for Argentina. And the game's growing, and the Olympics, we're very proud of that. Part of the reason it's growing is that we were able to get the first course in the Soviet Union, and then China followed, and they voted for it. So the game is now a worldwide sport, as it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very well said. I am honored that you brought me this. I cannot wait to sit down and just spend some quiet time with this.
It'll put you right to sleep. It's good for insomnia.
Absolutely not. I disagree with that totally. So you spoke about Vietnam and your course there. That's a far cry from where you and I were. We're both, in another era of that was a bad time, and now it's totally turned around.
And I had some real doubts of whether we wanted to even take on this project for that reason. A lot of my friends, some of them didn't survive, and some of them came back pretty wounded mentally. This is a new course in Ireland. I'll talk about it in a minute. But anyway, we went back there, and it's a beautiful site. And I have to tell you, golf architects, when you say sand and sea, we would, kill for that. So we were there, and there are a couple of old bomb craters and things on it, so we had to be careful. However, it's extremely beautiful land. And the Vietnamese are not golfers as a country yet, but the Koreans and some of the Chinese and the other Asian countries come there to basically gamble and play golf.
It's a beautiful countryside. Tell me about Hogshead Golf Club.
I'm very proud of Hogshead. It's, when you go to a new place like Vietnam, that's pioneering. When you're invited to build a course in Ireland, that's like, you better bring your A game, because the Irish know a lot about everything, and they'll tell you about it, and they're very fun people. It's in Waterville, Ireland. It's a golf course that's owned by two men, Brian Marcel and Tony Alvarez, who made a lot of money in Wall Street and love golf. Brian Marcel will be U.S. Open chairman next year at Wingfoot. And and Poppy Hills is there too. But anyway, the point I was going to say is he wanted to build this golf course in Ireland, and he said, make sure, you give me something beautiful, and we're right on the sea. He there was an old course there that had gone bankrupt. And then I said, buy more land trade with the farmer, and he did. And then we sand-capped it, so it's firm, fast, and fun. It's basically Chambers Bay Light, in a sense that it's much, much gentler.
Thank you. Chambers Bay was a little challenging for me, but I will tell you that it's very playable for the average golfer.
Well, we have those long ribbon tees, and it's wide open. There are no trees and no ponds, unlike Augusta, which has both. So you had that bounciness to have some defense. All games are attack and defense. The architect puts up, we're like sitting in the goals in soccer. We're the goalkeeper. We use our hands. The other guys can only use their feet, and that's why they don't talk to us.
I would say you use your imagination and your intelligence also. Your courses are unbelievable to play, and it's no two courses are anywhere near alike. It's wonderful to play your courses on the trail in Alabama too.
Well, I appreciate that, Frank. The courses on the trail, of course, were named for my father. We all worked with him and so on, but it's a great thing to have variety. Right. And he always said, Dobby, don't repeat yourself. And he also had another principle, which was try to finish the routing in a, with a par 4, par 3, and a par 5 in the last four holes, whatever else it is, so that nobody has an advantage. A short hitter can win on a par 3. The guy that hits a par 5 and 2, he can maybe have an advantage. But no, so the club matches will finish up all even, and then they have to play off.
I have to tell you, from a personal standpoint, when we do scrambles, and you know we're in radio and media, we do a lot of media events. Every time I start on a par 3, it just gets into my head immediately, and I'm trying to steer everything the rest of the round. I have to just regroup after that first hole. If I'm, I can't stand that.
So you mean starting on a par 3 on a course? That's rare. As you know, I think Ian Woosnam found trouble with that in the British Open a few years ago, the Open as they call it. And when he was playing, and he had too many clubs in his bag on that par
three. Just a touch, yes. But I'm talking about a scramble when they put you out on all the, they're putting you out there on all the different tees, and you start on a par three. In my head, I get to the point where I think I have to steer everything at that point. First swing of the day, par three is tough, and then I have to regroup. But let's switch gears here for just a second to an honorary note for Dan Jenkins. I know you were a close friend of Dan's, and we all lost a great one.
Yeah, he was here last year. I saw him here at Augusta. He hadn't missed Augusta ever. And he was a very good mentor to me. He was a decade older. And when we built the first course that got some attention, it was in Princeville and Kauai. And I was able to get him out of the bar in Honolulu covering the Hawaiian Open for
Wait a minute, you got him out of the bar?
Well, we had to entice him with another bar called the House of Happy Talk in Kauai. Anyway, but he came and he fell in love with an island. And he wrote a beautiful piece in May of 1972 extolling the virtues of the last paved road in America. You know, when you get there, there's a golf course to play. And he really helped me enormously get distinguished from my father's work, which was great work. But people began to take note of our work, and then we went on from there. I did a lot of work in Asia. But one of his favorite lines that I think of when I think of him now, he said, there at Hanalei, Kauai, in Hanalei Bay, there's a sunset which would awaken the soul of a mummy.
You read that to me earlier, and it's in the book that you brought me. Thank you again, ever so
That's
much for that.
Dan, and I think he's waking up souls of mummies up there in the sun, in the starry skies.
We need to send him some. I won't say a brand, but let's just say some really good golf balls. How's that? They need some more in heaven with Mr. Jenkins.
And maybe a glass of scotch and a water back too.
I'll take that personally when I go. Okay, I'll take that along with me. I'm sitting here with Robert Trent Jones, Jr., and it's just an honor to see you again this year. What is up next week? What are you going to do after Augusta?
Well, I'm going out to Nashville. There's an urban land meetings, which is I'm on the recreational council, which means real estate related to golf, in my case. We exchange discussions. You know, we need the bankers. They bring the long green, or we can't make the short green, so we got to keep them happy. And then I'm going to be at Texas Earth Day in Dallas, which is quite interesting. It's sponsored by Trammell Crow, very famous family in Dallas. And they have like a fair of ways to help the earth do better, less plastics in the sea, all kinds of inventions that people are showing, and speakers. And they come at it from a business point of view, not a political point of view. But they do have some very famous people there, like Susan Eisenhower, United States senators. And, of course, the Trammell Crow family backs it. And I'm going to speak there on behalf of how good golf is for the environment. Because, after all, golf's a big park, and it oxygenates the air. All that carbon goes in. And then, why is it when you go on a golf course, you can smell sweet and fresh? And that's the reason. It's a park.
Absolutely. So you'll be in Nashville, which is my home, and you're going to be talking to bankers. You might have my banker there, Ron Samuels. I think you know Ron. He used to be the president of First Tennessee and now the chairman of the board of Pinnacle Financial Partners. He is get in his pocket. It's very deep. His bank is well. And if you go into his office in downtown Nashville, it's like going into the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Really? Well, if you'll send him a message that this is his chance to get even with me for all the bogeys I come, he might invite me to do just that.
Right? He'll do it. Hey, Mr. Jones, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon.
And it's always good to be with you. Let's do this next time, next year, or in between.
Okay. Great to be with you, sir. We'll be back with more interviews from Golf Talk America and the 2019 Masters in just a moment.
So there you have Robert Trent Jones Jr. and my time spent with him. We did spend some extra time just sitting there visiting and talking. He brought me a fabulous book that he's put together with a lot of poems, a lot of etchings, drawings, renderings of famous golf courses that he's designed, as well as a lot of the pictures he's personally taken. So that was a fun time. Thanks to Azalea House for being so hospitable to us and taking care of us with some great food and great drink. And it was fun. Ron Foster, we appreciate you, buddy, also. Ron Foster was running Azalea House this year. It was his spot. And also to my good friends at AzaleaHospitality.com for affording us that opportunity. As I said, my good friend Laura Brina, live from atop Mount Olympus, didn't give out her address in the interview, as you'll hear me allude to. Can't do that, but it's a beautiful setting, I'll tell you that. She does a lot for us. She's a golf nut, loves golf. Not a very good player, but she's learning and trying to get better. And I can tell you that every big-time instructor wants to work with her because she's just a pleasure, a total pleasure, thrill to be around. Very talented. She has a new song that's about to drop, as we say in the music business. And she's done a lot of songwriting and she can do some acting, but a lot of philanthropic things that Laura Brina and her family do. So here's a smidgen of my time with Laura Brina during the Masters. Okay, everybody, we're back. And you are not going to believe who I have with me today. Joining me, I'm live at Azalea House here in Augusta for the 2019 edition of the Masters. Tiger Woods is on the golf course as we speak. So there's not a lot of people out here listening to this show right this minute, and that's why it's going to air tonight on PGAtour.com. Now, let's get to it. The person who makes this show, gives it validity, makes it pretty, and sings better than most anybody I've ever met is Miss Laura Brina, calling us live from Hollywood, California. How are you?
Hi, darling. It's so good to see you and hear from you and all of the above. I'm so proud of all the great things you guys are doing.
Oh, thank you. I'm proud of what you're doing. I'm not going to talk about me. I want to talk about you. What have you been up to? What's going on with the parrots? What's going on with the new music, your new producer? What's happening?
Well, you know, we've got a lot going on, actually. We've got a new single coming out. So exciting. In probably mid-June, and we're getting ready to shoot the video in May. It's called Sweet Revenge.
Uh-oh, Sweet Revenge. So, you know what? If you need a character actor in that, I think I probably fit the criteria.
You know, you're the absolute perfect match for that, from I've heard.
Yeah, it's a family show. Let's be gentle.
It is a family show, Frank. It is.
It is. We're talking with Laura Brina. She's calling from her home up on Mount Olympus, I believe it is. We won't give the address out on the air, though, I promise.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Ron, because here I am in my holy pajamas and chatting with you, although I would be preferred to be there with you.
I wish you were here. You know, you were here, 2 years ago with us, and you performed for the crowd here, and it was just a fabulous performance.
Oh, well, thank you. It was so much fun. And, you know, it's so great and such a great time, and the crowd is so fun. And I know it's a little rowdy there, too, and I know that you're the culprit and you're the ringleader.
It is a bit rowdy here. Now, you know I don't do that sort of thing. I mean, I'm
of course not.
I'm drinking my cranberry juice just to stay healthy, and, you know, I'm being a good boy. So, listen, let's get to it. What Sweet Revenge, when's it going to drop?
It's going to drop in June, so it's a perfect summer song. It's real fun, kind of. Driving along, bopping along. It's one of those kind of feel-good songs, although it's a little sensitive in the topic, but, you know, when somebody's been a little bad. But, you got to have a little bit of a bad boy song in there, too. So.
Absolutely. There are a lot of bad boys out there. So, yes, we do need a bad boy song. So, what you know, you do a lot for charity. Tell us what you're doing on the charitable side of the world.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I love giving back and I love helping people, and I'm really excited. I've got a great event coming up on May 14th that I'm actually co-hosting, which is really, really unbelievable. It's for Save Homefront, and it's for the military, and it's for veterans who are dealing with PTSD, suicide, and, you know, we really need to help these men and women and who suffer from this PTSD. It's a real thing. It's something that we need to take seriously. And so we've got there's a great event going on, and I actually am co-hosting with Juliette Vera, who's a TV personality, so I'm excited about that. And I think there's a little talk that I might have a little hum a few tunes, maybe, you know, if we behave. I'm just kidding. Well, but they're honoring some great people, Roger Miller, Morgan Freeman, Pat Tillman.
Oh, my gosh, you've touched a heartstring with me when you talk about Pat Tillman.
Right, no, I know, yeah. So it's a really great organization. They're doing some great things. It's a newer organization, so it's good to get this out there and make people aware of what's going on. And it's a black tie event, so it's going to be fun. And again, Frank, if you're good, I'll just invite you and Pam as my guest.
Hey, you know what? I would be honored to do that. If there's anything I can do to help or promote on Golf Talk America, on PGA Tour Radio, pgatour.com, I will do it. You just tell me what you need, and it's done, girl.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
No, you're the best. So.
No, you are. I'm sorry, and you may hear the birds in the background. Tyler is actually doing an interview as well.
Hello. I love those birds. I love those. I had the most fun when I stayed in your house. You had me as a house guest for several days while we were doing some events out in L.A. And I had a blast.
At the Pink Palace.
Your house is gorgeous, girl. It is a palace. I'm not kidding.
It's kind of an estrogen fest, but thank you.
Okay. So, we talked about a little charity. We talked about a new single that's going to drop. Performances, are you going to be overseas? Are you doing anything down that vein?
Yes, but it's on the DL, front. We can't really say a whole lot about it, but
okay.
We're doing a fun, really such a life-changing chance of a lifetime. We are doing a U.S. tour overseas, but
okay.
I can't give you all of the details.
Yeah.
You know,
totally understand. It is top secret. I shouldn't have asked that. I apologize. That's my inexperience in broadcasting
and
interviewing.
No, but I'm really excited. And, it, you know, again, I love the military and all the brave men and women
Absolutely.
That give their time and energy away from their families so we can be living, so we can be in freedom, live our dreams. And, you know, so it's just, to me, it's, you know, any way that I can give back is what I need to do. And so we're going for like 7 days.
Wow.
So yeah. So, and it's going to be bang, 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 bang. So
well, I hope it's not bang, 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 bang. I hope it's a lot of good music.
Yeah, probably not bang, 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 but from one stop to the next. Yeah, probably not that. God willing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, a good friend of yours and mine was on the show a couple of days ago here live and I told him you were going to be on the show this week. He wanted to be here, but you've been dissed for Tiger Woods because he's following Tiger on the course. And that's our good friend with the Folds of Honor, Major Ed Polito. He said to tell you hello.
Oh, I love Major Ed.
He's the best, isn't he?
I miss him. He's so fantastic. And God, talk about a hero.
No kidding.
He does such amazing things for that organization.
He really does, and he sacrificed, almost sacrificed
and a hero
his
himself,
life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Purple Heart recipient, a true hero. But he said, Frank, when you talk to her, you tell her hi, and I love her and I miss her. So there you go.
Well, if you see him, please give him my love and tell him thank you for everything that he's doing.
I will certainly do it. We also had a little bit of time with your buddy Darius Rucker. You know,
he's cool. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So it's been crazy here. We've really missed you here, and I think next year at the Masters, you need to come back. You need to be here and hang out with us.
You know, my azaleas are blooming here at the house, and I was like, it's Masters time.
It is. Now, tomorrow, by the way, Laura, we're going to have, I should say, we're talking with Laura Brina. She is a very talented artist from Los Angeles, Hollywood, and honored to call her a friend also. She's just the sweetest. And she has a new single that's going to be dropping pretty soon called Sweet Revenge, and everybody needs to watch out for that. Before I go any further, where can they find you on the internet and follow you?
Well, they can follow me wherever I go.
I knew that was coming.
Well, we've got a great website, laurabrina.com. We've got Facebook, Instagram. We got the whole kit and caboodle.
Okay, let's give it to them. It's
YouTube.
Laura Brina, BRYNA.com.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so, and I know you have my buddy Handy around there, too, that's your manager. Make sure you tell him I said hello. And to answer,
I will.
Answer his phone once in a while.
Well, we're coming back. I'm going to send him there, you know. Got to ship him off for a little bit.
I know. He's
got to come see you and get his fix, you know.
I know. Well, I've got to get my Larbrina fix. You need to come see me, too.
Well, so. You know, I would love to be there, you know. I'm all over that in a bag of chips.
And a bag of chips. Well, I know your manager would love to be here right now. I'm sure he's itching all over and having a seizure because he's not at the Masters with us. So.
I know, Franz. Why didn't you have us come? We're really fun.
I told him. I said, why don't you bring Laura? We have plenty of room. I have a house here right on the corner. My house is now on the corner of Apricot and Magnolia Lane. Or Drive, I should say. Drive,
us.
Not Lane. Yeah, right on the
must
corner.
Nice.
So we're just right here. Have a golf cart. We can
sure.
run around and have a good time like we did at another golf
cart.
Wait, tournament.
I got my pink Seymour putter, too.
Oh, you have a Seymour
like
putter.
Totally
that's
prepared.
Right.
You know, I could do a little, tee off something for, Phil or Tiger if they need some help, you know.
Okay, so you should have been here because not the putter notwithstanding. Steve Elkington, you know, major winner, two-time players champion, 91-97, and from Australia. Great guy. Roger knows him very well. We decided in my house, we opened the front door, and we stood in the foyer and took a 5-iron and hit knockdown shots across the street into the neighbor's front yard. That's what we were doing the past 2 nights.
Were you having a beverage or no?
Multiple.
I'm sure.
No windows were broken. No animals were damaged or hurt during the filming.
I was going to say, how did you, I'm so glad you missed the house.
Yeah, we
But that
we
must
did.
Be a very good accent, though.
Steve Elkington's phenomenal. What a great golfer. Anyway, let's get back to Miss Laura Brina. So anything else you want to share with our listeners? Because I know they love you, and you guys, you know, promote us, and we appreciate that very, very much.
Well, since it is a family show.
I understand. And it is a PGA Tour show. We have
it
to be
is
gentle.
A PGA Tour show. But, yeah, no, it's a lot of great things going on. It's really exciting. And, you know, I mean, as cheesy as it sounds, it's great to live the dream. And I'm so glad that we get to do it together. And I'm so proud of you. You've got so much great things going on and letting people know all about the world of golf. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Bang up job,
hey, thank you, darling. We have a lot of fun. We just have a lot of fun at it. And, you know, we lost one of the great sports writers this year of all time, Laura. His name was Dan Jenkins, who you know, I'm sure you know who he is. But he gave me some advice years ago when I got into this. He said, Frank, you're a crazy person, so just be yourself. And so that's
right.
that's I think that's the advice. What advice would you give an up-and-coming, aspiring performer, entertainer, what would be the single sentence you would tell them about getting into the business that you've been so successful in?
Always learn and don't take yourself too seriously.
There you go. And you're always learning. I know every time I've been to LA,
yep.
You're always still
learning,
doing voice
always
lessons.
Working on the craft, you know,
yeah.
trying to be better. But you know, the thing is exactly what you said, you know, life is too short and you have to have fun and you have to be yourself because people know when you're not.
That's well said. Laura Brina, that's Laura Brina, BRYNA.com. Go check her out. Follow her on Facebook, Instagram. She Twitters. She does it all. So, and Sweet Revenge. Oh, boy. I tell you, it's coming out.
Frank.
I can't wait. I remember another song.
I can't wait
song.
For you to hear it.
I can't either. Rogers kept it from me. And I said, I'll use it for bumper music. He said, you cannot use it for bumper music. So, okay.
But once it comes out, you can bump it up.
There you go. Bump it up. Laura Brina, you're an absolute doll. I love you with all my heart. And you be
love
safe.
Love you too, tons. And give Pam my best because, you know, behind every great guy is a fabulous woman.
Thank you for saying that. She always loves to see you and hear from you. So we will we'll talk soon. We'll catch up down the road.
How's the doggy?
Oh, Bogey's, thank you for asking. Bogey's doing great. Bogey had a little bit of a problem, so he's wearing a cone right now. But Bogey is in doggy daycare because Pam's on a jet on her way here right now to get to the Masters.
Wait, and let me, Bogey lives like my birds live. They have a better life than I do.
Yes, our pets do, but they should because they can't take care of themselves.
Correct?
That's exactly
right.
Yep. Well, tell the birds hi. I hear them, so they're great. Your birds are fabulous.
Yeah, Tyler's been talking in the background.
I know. Not too distracting. That's not distracting at all. That makes it real, kid. That makes it real. Hey, have a great rest of the week or weekend, and watch the Masters tomorrow, because I think you're going to see Tiger Woods do something really special this year.
Well, you know what? And I think what's so great about him is he's like really worked his tushy off to make a comeback, you know?
What a comeback
it was. I
love
a story like that. Somebody, you know, he's had so many like surgeries to different hardships in life and whatnot, and yet he's just really doing phenomenal.
He really is. He's come through. Yeah. He's persevered through a lot of adversity, and people think that, you know, people like yourself, anybody who's in
That's
the entertainment
word,
world.
Frank.
I know it is. I went to Ole Miss. You know that, right? So
I do know.
I never went to class, but I did go to college there.
That's
heard, too. That's very true. Tiger went through a lot of adversity, as most people do, to get to a level of success. You don't let the bad times get you down. You just keep persevering and go. So
yeah, that makes you want it even more. So.
It really does, sweetie. It really does. Hey, thank you for taking the
Amen
time out.
To that.
I know you're busy. And have some appointments and things you have to go do this afternoon. But thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us and just have a little fun and a great conversation. And you know I love you with all my heart.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having me. And I love you guys tons. And keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was Laura Bryna. She's very peppy. What do you think? Hey, for all you Laura Bryna followers out there on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, why don't you come follow Golf Talk America at Golf Talk America on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram? Because Laura will be more and more involved as this golf season rushes toward the Tour Championship. So follow us, too, because she'll be on the show with us a bunch. Well, I just wanted to give you all a taste of a couple of the interviews that didn't make it to the live show during the Masters this year. My parting thoughts with you, as always, is that we love each and every one of you. As Tim Matthews always says, you guys are the backbone of this show. The show will evolve a little bit more, and you're going to hear some more about that in the coming two shows about how we're going to have some special segments from some very special people in the golf and entertainment world that are joining us as regulars on Golf Talk America. Thanks to everybody out there. Hey, tune in soon. We'll have Tim Matthews back tomorrow.